One of the hardest habits to overcome in public speaking or conducting interviews is eliminating the ums. Before you replace it with a word. We are all guilty of doing it occasionally, while some of us do it much too frequently. So why do we say Most of us say because we are thinking about what to say next. Too many can distract from your message. When you are speaking to an audience, pitching to a person, or conducting an interview, you are in a unique position to prepare before you go live. The pitch challenge today. The first step is to prepare your speech, pitch, or interview by writing down or typing out the points you want to make. Also write down exactly how you would introduce yourself if you were asked to introduce yourself. Most people never prepare to introduce themselves. And the last thing you want is to look like you are uncertain of yourself with too many ums. Once you have your intro and all your points written down, read them aloud two or three times to yourself. This will cement your thoughts clearly in your mind so you can easily recall your points. If you are being interviewed, you have to be ready for that curveball question that might require you to think on the spot. For these situations, come up with three go-to words that you can say instead of For example, you could use the words yes, sure, and right. Then, for example, when someone asks you where to purchase your product, instead of leading with an while you think about it and also sounding like you don't know, you could say sure or yes. It's funny to think about, but these simple words are not always at the tip of our tongue. So we have to put them there and retrain the brain that they are our go-to words that have replaced the in our default vocabulary.